Paul, dare I start, but a game of two halves.
Yeah, listen, I think the most important thing is to speak about the end result. You know, it was a great performance today by the lads in general. You know, we could be here all day speaking about how bad we were, and we could. You know, but the most important thing at this stage of the season is the result, and we've won 4-1, so, you know, I'm not going to, good or bad, I wouldn't be here going on for a long time about anything, because there's nothing achieved. So, you know, we've got to keep going. We must keep believing in what we're doing. It's important we believe in the run we're putting together now, because, as I say, we can't influence what other teams do. We only can in second half. I thought we were excellent.
But it says a lot about the character to be able to come back from a first half like that and win so comfortably.
I don't think the team's character can ever be. I mean, our last bad result was Newport 3-0 at home. So if you're looking for bad results to bounce back from, you know, since then we've won three. You know, and before the Newport one, I think we'd won a couple. So in the end, I don't think this team's character will ever be in question. The consistency, yeah. I'm in that camp as well, you know, but you don't just go and change them ones for better ones. So I think it was a good night for us tonight. We're on 69 points. There's a lot of points for us to play for. And as I say, it's a benchmark for where we want to go in the future.
Michael Doyle has stepped up so many times this season as captain, and a really fine finish to get you back level.
It's what you'd expect from Michael Doyle. Gary Roberts is involved in the goal. Kyle Bennett. I thought Michael Smith was immense today in the second half especially. When we play well, we have good performances. And the total opposite can be said for when we're not playing well, can't it? You know, and that's the thing about us. You guys have seen us all season, so you don't need to me at 3 o'clock today. I'm sure you've had your fingers crossed in the press box, because I did. And at 50 minutes, 55, 60 minutes, you've never seen a 4-1. But again, great credit to the players. I think they deserve all the plaudits.
You mentioned the best run. It's those three wins in a row that you've been craving.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm not trying to pick a moment to say, but, you know, since the club's been reformed, we've only known bad times. We don't know success yet. So whatever success we can get this year, whether we're in the playoffs, automatics, not in the playoffs, which is still a possibility, we don't know. But this club now, through the leadership of the chairman and people at the club, they're only trying to make it better. And that's all we're trying to do. And what we've got to do is make sure we all stay together on that journey till the journey ends.
Kyle Bennett took his goal really well, even though it looked like he might have been coming off a moment before, if you'd been there.
He was. But what a great time to come off. And to score a goal like that in front of your own fans is great. And, you know, great credit to all the players, because one thing I can say, they don't half want to please the fans. You know, you might think so with that performance first half, but the air, the atmosphere in the dressing room after the game's electric, as you can imagine. We've got a big week leading up to a great game against Plymouth.
Two goals from set pieces as well must have pleased you today.
We won't go into that.
Okay, but Plymouth next week then. You said a massive game, and it's really well poised going into that.
Plymouth have had an outstanding season. They've been one of the front runners all season. You know, it's hard when you're one of the front runners. They've had a genuinely, genuinely fantastic season. It'll be a really tough game for us next week. But, you know, I think for the supporters and the players, this is what we want. This is the big games we want. The atmosphere of Flatton Park next week will be electric, and we've got to make sure we turn up.